entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the goddamn place to be. Thank you for coming across this broadcast, whether it's on Twitter at DJ New Style or on our fine website, and it is fine indeed, DJNewStyleShow.com. And thanks to everybody who is currently called into the show as a co-host. And by everybody, I mean your friend and mine, exciting, exciting person, Steve.
Yo.
What's up?
What's going on?
It's Christmassy out.
Christmassy.
It's very...
Yeah, the lights, I have to say, in the last 2 days have gone from 0 to 90%.
It's probably the exact opposite at my house. Lights have been going out. We have the year-round candles in the window thing. You know that little thing people leave the electric candle, like it's a fucking 1800s. And you need light in the window, so you put a candle there. But it's plugged in, it's electric. We leave them in there year-round, but they've been burning out. And I can't be bothered to replace all kinds of light bulbs. And today, the doorstep light, the stoop light that we have, just fucking burned out. So we're actually losing lights while everybody else is putting up strands of beautiful decorations that their family is proud of. They're showing off their home in a new way that's creative and makes other people appreciate their efforts. And our shit's just falling apart.
That's all right. It's the effort that counts.
Well, we have actually a deficit of effort, so it doesn't count. It actually hinders. It actually costs us.
Well, the more you try, I guess, the further you dig yourself deeper. But
that is true. So are you the type that decorates for the holidays, Steve? And when I say the holiday, I'm of course referring to Christmas, the one with the ad campaign and the mascot,
the Santa one, right?
Yeah,
that's the Santa one. Okay.
That's the Santa one with the little a zesting of Jesus. Like they took Jesus and zested him over the top as a garnish. That's what they do with Christmas at this point.
They can't really take the Christ out of Christmas because Jesus will always be in the candy canes. You ever get the candy canes that explains the origin of candy canes and why they're shaped the way they are?
Never. I don't even know the origins of them. Would you please enlighten me in 2 to 3 sentences why candy canes are around?
Well, 2 to 3 sentences. First sentence, shaped like a J for Jesus. Ugh. Second, the red is like the blood on the cross.
Wow, yummy.
And that's pretty much it.
You only needed two.
Yeah, well, it's a little card. You never got the candy canes that have the little card, like it's like tied with like a ribbon.
I guarantee you, the person that fucked up the stick candy so that it curved did not do it on purpose because of Jesus and didn't use red food coloring because of blood. I guarantee you this.
I'm sure that's just like the hot end that they can't like get off the conveyor belt right and they just make it into a J. Yeah.
I mean, fucked it up. They're all crooked. I don't know, dude. Well, what are we gonna do? Christmas is fucked. What are we gonna do? What about Jesus?
No, nobody fucking did that. That never happened. It's that 60 years of candy that no one wants to eat, or grade schoolers want to whittle into a spike so they can stab people with. Yeah, that is a grade school shiv. And also, Steve, Kremling in the HearUsTalk.com chat room, where you can join us if you listen live, he asks, how do you explain the rainbow ones?
Those are, I guess, gay Jesus is getting.
That's Jesus's Technicolor dream coat.
Yeah.
It's coating the J. It's a very.
It's Freddie Mercury Jesus.
Yeah. It's a shitty candy. It should not be given out to people. It's not a joyful thing. Like, if I said, I'm going to give you some candy, you'd probably be a little bit happy, right? You like some candy.
Yeah.
If I gave you a fucking, if I said that, got your hopes up a little bit and gave you a goddamn candy cane, would you be happy about that?
I think I'd be neutral. I wouldn't be angry about it. I don't think it's that horrible of a holiday candy.
So you're the guy that likes a candy cane then. You'll walk around.
I like the ability to make a shiv that I can swing on my finger and then, you know, see how sharp it is and then break the end off and then you just remake it again.
Yeah.
I have fond memories of doing that as a child. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I remember the overweight young supple boy in our grade school named Steven getting pierced with a fucking candy cane shiv on more than one class Christmas party. You know, the party where they would let our hair allow us to let our hair down and have a fucking cheeseburger from McDonald's. Once a year, the room mothers would congregate and buy shitty fast food, and we would get to pick a sandwich and have the option of cheese, and they would give us candy canes. And several of the bad kids, as they should have been, rightfully so, should have been classified, would make weapons out of this. this treat and stab the fat kid. They actually fucking plunged it into his fat arm.
See how far it could go without.
I mean, it always
see how much penetration without piercing the skin.
I mean, first of all, it always snapped off. But the difference is the intent was there. They had a fucking razor sharp pointy object, candy cane or not. They're still leaping at a fat kid in their grade and trying to stab him with it.
I wonder if anyone actually has ever gotten, like, candy cane sharpened to a shiv, broken into their actual body.
Yeah,
because I'm sure they could pierce the skin. I'm sure they could.
It's got to be the right angle. You can't go too brittle. You know what? Maybe with the super, you know, those fucking
the candy, long straight candy canes.
Those candy canes that are as wide as a nickel.
Yeah, they're straight. Those are the ones that aren't curved.
Yeah, those are the ones that are honestly like if they were long enough, they could be used as a fucking walking stick. They would be sturdy enough to murder a fat kid in grade school. If you felt so inclined, you'd have to put in a week just eating the same disgusting candy cane, hair getting all over it, little cornflake bits. Like, look at your desk right now. Like, there's little eyebrow whiskers and fucking cereal. All that shit would get all over this fucking thing, and it would take you a week to make it into a suitable weapon. And only the most dedicated of terrible kids would be able to pull it off. But I bet you that would be the implement to pierce flesh. God, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you don't have a fat kid. get some of the cloth bandages. Not the Curad. Not the little plastic ones.
Stay away from candy canes.
They can't. It's a cruel cycle. As much as they should fear the candy cane, it's made of candy. So by nature, they can't resist it. It's in their blood. It's literally melted down and put into their blood because they're so fat and unsightly.
They're insulin deprived.
because they're so fat and unsightly. Their blood is actually 60% candy cane.
And naturally, they get bullied anyway. So this is just a progression of seasonal bullying, I guess. When you get candy weapons during Christmas.
You know, people say that the kids that are bullied often turn that into a positive and make their lives into something great. But I'll also refer them to the fat kid that was stabbed by candy canes, who is currently nothing. He is currently nothing, and that theory is just gone to shit. So if you have a kid who's getting stabbed with Christmas candy, and you think, you know, this will strengthen his character, he'll pick himself up by his own bootstraps. Well, you'd have to first make sure that your kid could spell bootstraps. This kid was fucking dumb. He was not only fat, but he was dumb. Steve, I'm sorry if you're listening, Steven. You're a good dude, but you are dumb.
Not worthy of my name.
And I hope, I hope your scars have healed up.
See, that's weird, because most Steves are like douchebags. I think that's the common association with the name Steve or Steven.
Because nobody can just say, if anybody goes by Steven, you're just a fucking asshole.
Yeah, you're just like Irish or something.
No, this is my friend, Steven. And if he's American and he goes by Steven, he's not from a British Isle.
Yeah, British. The British like to go by Steven. They never go by Steve.
Yeah. Steven. Oh, Steven. He's never like a guy that'll cave your head in with a wrench. There's no Stevens that have tattoos of their kids on their arms and Spanish words across their chest. Well,
and I think most of the guys that go by Steven are also pretty gay.
You think so? I mean, your name is Steven. Does anybody ever call you that?
My mother, that's about it.
And you accept that? You don't just tell... You don't,
well, no, she, family, it's
she
like...
calls you Steven and you don't say, I'm not a fag, bitch.
No, that's unnecessary.
Well, then it's not true.
It's well, not no. True. Like,
oh, you're saying people...
What you would introduce yourself as to other people.
Exactly. I go back to this...
I don't need to introduce myself to my mom.
Every time we get on the topic of me determining that someone's an asshole based on what they want me to call them... I always go back to this example of somebody that I knew as Sean, who corrected me and said, Sean Michael.
They got to go by a full middle name.
And I wish I had more stories about Sean Michael,
Sean Mike.
Yeah, I wish I had more stories about Sean Michael, but that was the exact instance I stopped talking to him.
That's probably the best choice of points to not talk to him anymore.
Yeah, he actually is an asshole. I really don't know. I interacted with him for 10 minutes, and the minute he told me to use his hyphenated first name, I just couldn't deal with that. So, Steve, it is the holiday season, and we are a capitalistic lot, and we purchase things. And in waiting for the holiday season to arrive, a couple months ago, I had purchased a brand new, goddamn factory-built, rock-solid fucking Dell laptop with the i7, seven-core processor, whatever the fuck, top of the line, everything. Like, I've never done this. I've never gotten a computer and said, yes, this is suggested to me for more money?
Max it out.
I'll get it. If it was a component for the actual computer, not like, oh, do you want this leather duffel bag? No, thank you. I don't want a fucking duffel bag.
Those aren't upgrades. Those are accessories.
I'm not a Coke mule. I don't need a fucking duffel bag for my 15-inch laptop, okay? Printers, no. But everything in the actual machine itself, I got it. Yes, the Jazz drive. The iOmega zip drive. Listen,
I was gonna say, you're gonna get a zip drive next.
Hey, I still have all the discs. God knows if I ever come across a zip drive that I can plug in, I have a slew of iOmega zip drives from when I actually worked at a computer lab in college, and you know, you're carrying around like, I don't know, 100 megabytes. Come on. That's your world. At that time in the late 90s, that was your world. These are important things. No, like sites I was designing, things I was writing, programs, probably a couple videos. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They didn't have that streaming porn, children. See, let me tell you, let me talk to the children for a second. This world of free streaming porn that you can watch on any device at any time with basically any hair color girl... Then a number of men, where you could specify height and favorite foods of the actresses. This shit is brand fucking new. There was a time where we had to locate 30-second clips and hide these troves on iOmega zip disks. And we would keep them in folders called system files. and in subfolder called disk 1, disk 2. And then 17 layers deep, we would have
Trojan.
We would have Jenna Jameson blowing a dude that we would loop and then eventually get tired of and find
And it was
stuff.
Like a 6-second long video to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. So we had these things. We had and you know, you had to keep them. That's what I'm getting at. Right now, it's like, dude, I don't, like, why would you have it on a disc? Like, what? You had to. You would never find it again. The site it was on would be completely gone in a day. That site would be up, offer you this free goodness, and probably infect your computer and somehow steal your personal info and identity. But it would give you this this awesome gift that you would have to hold on to forever, which is probably why I've kept it like a fucking time capsule. God. It's so fucking irritating how easy it is to get pornography these days.
Put it in your will.
By the way, Merry Christmas, Steve.
Oh.
It is
happy holidays.
Yeah. It is so just insane how you can stumble on pornography and it cripples your day. Because I don't care who you are. If you have ever enjoyed a moment of pornography, you will not just blow right by porn that happens on your computer. You're not just let's get that out of the way. That's an obstruction. You have to be the most disciplined person to be able to do that. I've gone on fucking journeys that rival people's experience with K-holes. I've started designing entire sites and then I look, it's fucking 6 hours later and I've got 1,000 windows open. I don't remember what I was working on. And I just go to sleep because it's 6 hours later. And I remember, like, the other day, I was actually working, and when I say working, I wasn't masturbating. I was actually building something and working on a project that I'm trying to get done. And I started hearing, like, my window is right behind me, so I'm hearing a voice that's like right behind the window. I'm thinking, holy shit, someone's right outside my house right now. Why the fuck? And they're talking. And then I realize I don't really have speakers. I just have headphones that I keep by my window. And it's the noise from a live jasmine window that pops up, that pops under every window. Whenever you stream pornography, a live jasmine feed of some fucking trailer-dwelling whore will pop under everything and stay there forever. And you might not notice it right away. You might not notice it right away because sometimes there's no audio. But occasionally, you're, not now, you give me some gold, we'll go into a room. Not now, baby, Staten Island 27. Not now. Well, I'll show you, if only in private. If you want to go private. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is this? And you have to move everything. Like, I don't have dual monitors at home. I have two computers, but they're two separate entities. I do most of my work on one of them. It's one widescreen monitor. I have 1,000 fucking windows open. 3 fucking multi-tabbed web browsers. And, if you didn't know that it was one of those things, if you didn't suspect it, you would have also thought that there was somebody auctioning off their fucking disgusting trucker pussy outside of my house.
See, I guess I'm just anally retentive about windows because I only ever have one window open, just all tabs. I do everything with tabs.
I guess my issue is that I'll have an audio recording program open. I'll have an image editor like Photoshop. I'll have Skype. I'll have fucking, a web browser. I'll have something like Notepad, a code editor. I'll have all those other things that I'm using to create stuff, and I'll keep them open. But I'll have one browser. And when I go to fucking, I don't know, eFucked or TubeBait or SpankWire, as embarrassing as that is, it's easy to say, yeah, I was on TubeBait. I saw that on TubeBait. And like, and it's like, oh, well, it's tubes, internet. But no, when you tell somebody, yeah, I saw that on SpankWire, they know exactly what the fuck you were doing. TubeBait, they have to have been there first, okay? SpankWire, you've been branded. A jerker. So I have to, like, I'll look. I'm like, oh, but I don't have any of these dirty windows open. I'll look. Oh, there's another browser, fucking 6 dream levels in. This morning, I came downstairs and I saw, like,
Pornception.
Exactly. I saw my browser that was open because last night, let's just say, was a late night. Okay. And I saw, you know, a lot of tabs open, and I'm looking. It's like, oh, fuck, hip to save. Okay, deals, coupons. All right, Amanda, come on. Close the fucking tabs. Click, 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 click. I get 15 clicks of her shit, and then all of a sudden, the last window I opened, the window that is obviously not hers, is tube 8, and in the search box is anal cream pie. She's here trying to search to save money on groceries. And the screen I present her with is a search page for anal cream pie. I am a treat, ladies. You are unlucky to not have me. Holy shit, man, that is something. That's a moment in your life where you just realize this. You shouldn't hold it yourself in any regard. If you're, because I saw that and I was embarrassed.
Like, and I was alone. Did you see that? Do you know if she did?
Steve, she didn't open it up. I don't know if you've ever met Amanda, interacted with her, or have even a concept of her. Searching for anal cream pie. If you had to pick in a lineup between me and her, there's not anybody in this country that's going to point to her. I'm pointing at me. I'm almost positive it's me.
I'm sure you opened the window. Did she see that window open, or was that like...
It, you know, when you open a new tab, it adds it to the right of all tabs. Oh, and I was closing them right to left. Once I closed the tabs, anal cream pie right there. And I'm not proud of that. And the thing is, here's the most telling aspect of this. I saw it and I was embarrassed. Like, I was alone and I was embarrassed for myself.
You don't even remember.
There's nobody here. Nobody in this room. I saw that and I was fucking embarrassed. Like, it literally, I lost all respect for myself for seeing that I was searching for anal cream pie. Now, keep in mind, in 3 hours, I may just see, try to investigate. Well, what video was I so obsessed with? Why? What? To get to the cause of my damage, I have to find out what I was looking for. And I'll probably execute another search for some other variety of cream pie. I don't know. How many other varieties are there? Two more? Is there an inventive three, like involving fat girls and their belly buttons? Is there a fat girl belly button cream pie? I don't even like that. I don't even know. I don't even fucking know what the hell that shit is about. But yeah, embarrassing just to see that shit. So Steve, as I was saying before, I got a Dell laptop, brand new one. I picked out all the details. And I guess part of the reason is, number one, I'll be able to take this fucking thing wherever I go. I like having a laptop. If I want to have a computer on vacation, I'll bring that with me. If I want to sit on the couch, watch TV, and use a computer, I can do that with this. If I want to have a place where I can be free of embarrassing moments where certain searches are just put on display for anybody who might... Oh, I just got to pull up some driving directions. Jesus Christ, what if her father was here? What if her dad, her awesome, benevolent... golden-hearted dad. I just want to use the Google Maps and just see the best way to get to the blah, blah, blah fucking thing, blah, blah. And,
anal cream pie.
Oh, look at this. Okay, anal cream pie. And then, you know, what would actually happen is 6 hours later, he'd come out there and it'd be even more heinous shit. He'd be on a trap thread on fucking 4chan.
Be in the circle jerk room.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's not good. So
well, it looks like Walter Sobchak in the Heroes Talk Live room is trying to retrace the steps of.
Yeah, he's searching for it. He's searching for that as well, and that's fine. That's fine. I don't
best
fault
of luck
you.
In your journey.
Yes, good luck going down the vicious path that is the anal cream pie. So I have my laptop now. If I want to, I can search for that. I could search for anything I want. I can do anything I want on it. It's a great machine. Very happy with it. And I've been using it solid for 2 months. It's so good that if I get up from the couch and I'm in the middle of doing something, the minute I come downstairs, Amanda's using the fucking computer. We actually fight about, like, well, there's fucking computers in the other room. I'm using this one. Or you fucking use that one. I don't want to use that one. I'm right here. And we fucking actually argue about who gets to use this thing. That's how fucking good it is. And I'm not doing a commercial for Dell, as you'll soon see. A couple days ago, I think it was Friday morning, I noticed that, well, let me go and check some email and check some shit on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. And I try to wake the computer up. I open the laptop and hit the power button to wake it up. And nothing. It just kind of stutters. And I'm like, well, that's fucking weird. It usually just starts right up. I hit it again, and it wakes up. I'm like, well, okay. So then I start using it. I go and do my shit, and then I close and go to work. And that night, Friday night, I finally caved in. And after a little bit of resistance, I fucking got all the goddamn Christmas shit out of the attic. All I wanted to do is work on the new design for HeroesTalk.com. It's all I wanted to do. I have ideas. I wanted to get the shit going. I have it completely, like, almost there. I'm perfecting things. I'm getting things to come together. And that's all I want to do. But no, now I'm doing the Christmas tree shit. I get the Christmas tree up. It's fucking 11 o'clock. Friday night, I'm like, okay, now is my time. Now is my time. I'm going to go sit at the laptop, open the lid, hit the button, nothing. Ugh. Weird. Weird. Very weird. Hit the button again, nothing. 5 more fucking times. I'm sitting there like an asshole doing the same fucking thing. Oh, well, maybe if I do it again. I did it again before. I mean, I don't know about you. I would do it again. I'll try it again. Why not? Did it again? No, nothing. Unplugged it. Hit it. It went...
Oh.
Fucking noise. And I'm like, okay, that's weird, but I unplugged it and maybe it's on the battery now. So, nothing. Now I'm just in a fucking snit. I am in a full-fledged maniacal snit. When the fuck am I gonna get something that fucking works? Blah, blah, blah. Yelling and screaming, son of a fucking bitch! Over and over again. Separated by like 10 minutes of silence. I'm like, okay, well, let me Google on my phone. And let's see, okay, you know, Dell, Inspiron. Oh, okay, electrical. Okay, let me try this. Unplug, plug it, pull the battery out. Okay, plug the thing into the wall, unplug it, and then hold it for 35 seconds. Motherfucking son of a... I fucking knew it! I fucking knew it! Just screaming over and over again. I was calm. I actually held out and was patient for 20 minutes. I turned 20 minutes of patience into 120 minutes of seething, raging fucking asshole. Because I don't know if you've dealt with this, Steve. Have you ever had a computer where, oh, I got to call tech support now?
No, I refuse to ever call tech support.
And why do you refuse? Because it's a pain in the fucking ass. You know what's there.
Yep.
Everybody's made jokes about it. How shitty tech support is. You go off to some fucking Indian dude, and he does the good. And I'm like, you know what? You know what? It's fucking 2 hours I've been doing this shit. I've honestly just been touching the fucking power button and removing the battery. Okay, you know what? Let me slap the battery because maybe it isn't connected. Let me. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna call tech support. It says I have an express number, and I'm clenching my teeth, and I gotta tell you, the minute I heard this Indian dude on the phone. The minute
I would have just hung up. I would have just straight hung up, not said a word. Call right back.
An overwhelming sense of calm. I'm not fucking with you. An overwhelming sense of calm came on over me the minute the Indian dude started talking to me. I don't know what the fuck training Dell is doing with their goddamn tech support people. I got a vibe from this Indian dude of that he has just given up. And it fucking calmed me down. It was such a relief to hear that this guy is not happy. He hates his life. He hates his life. And
it sucks.
He did his usual, the opening, whatever you say. I don't know. Thank you for calling Dell. My name is, I don't know, Roger. And
Ron Jeb.
Yeah. And he opened with an apology. He's like, sir, if at any time you don't understand me, please, I encourage you to ask me to repeat. A lot of times people don't understand me. I will be more than happy to go as slow as possible. And I will be happy to repeat anything that I need to say. He spent 30 seconds apologizing for something he didn't do. And that fucking disarmed me. And it quelled my anger. It was so fucking amazing. And then, you know, because let's face it, tech support, they run you through a script. They're okay, you know. I told you what I did. I hit the button. I unplugged it. I did the exact same thing for this dude. And I thanked him. Every time I'm like, oh, I'll hit the button. Okay, thanks. Thank you. Click. Oh, unplug it. Okay, I'm going to unplug it now. Is it all right if I put the phone down? Like, I was fucking, I was never more, I was close to having a blood vessel break in my brain before I spoke to this dude. And the fact that he's unable to portray, to express emotion because of his language barrier, which he really might not have, but I mean, it's not his first language, so he doesn't have that ability to express just distaste yet. But he knew enough that there was enough defeat in his voice that it just calmed me down. I did all the same shit all over again. Nothing happened. By the way, the end of the call, nothing was better. The computer is still
no resolution.
As far as I'm concerned, it's still a fucking piece of shit and broken. But I don't care. I'm like, oh well, that's unfortunate. Does this happen a lot? This model? Would you say that? So there's no way to tell. We have to send someone to your house. I'm thinking, what the fuck? Wait a minute. I don't have to ship that. They're gonna send somebody to my house. This is great. They're just gonna send somebody. It's gonna get fixed. And then after I got that shit set up. They said, someone will call you and you will set it up an appointment. And I got a call and I'm thinking about them. Wow, someone's going to come by. They're going to fix it. It never really set in that there's going to be a strange dude pawing at my computer where I eat my fucking eggs and drink my coffee and look at shit on my phone. There's going to be a guy in my kitchen doing this. It never really hit me until I got a call from some fast-talking dude today. He came today, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What time can we meet? What time can we meet? I'm close. I'm like 5 minutes away. I'm five minutes away. Like that.
Sounds like a drug dealer.
I'm five minutes away. A lot of stammering. A lot of four sentences, like a less excited Bobcat Goldthwait kind of speech. He's not that enthused. Like before they gave him motivation in Citizens on Patrol, that type of thing. And so I'm like, okay, six o'clock. Okay, sure, but call me if you're gonna be there any earlier. Blah 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 blah. I go through at work. I'm going through like just a marathon of this shit that I'm working on, and I look at the clock and it's 5:50, and I live 15 minutes away. And I'm thinking, shit, this guy's going to be at my doorstep. I get a call. He's like, I'm going to be there. I'm on my way now. I'm going to be there at 6:20. Okay, great. So I work a little bit more. I'm driving home. I am now 50 feet away. The stroke of 6:20, my phone starts ringing. Hey, I guess you're not home. You're not home? I said, no, I'm 30 feet away. Well, you mean you're not? I thought you'd be in your driveway. I said, hold on. I'll flash the high beams to prove it to you. He's like, okay, okay. I see it. I hear your car. And I'm thinking, holy shit. What kind of a fucking maniac is in my driveway now? Like, this is... Keep in mind, my house is now completely dark. All the lights are burned out. My house is fucking... He could be hiding in a shrub, for all I know. Waiting to just fucking, I don't know, throw spare shit at me. But I see his car, and I pull up next to the car. Like, I pull up past the car and park it, and then I start waving at his car. And I can't see in. I'm just waving, and then I hear whistling. He's standing at my door, and he's been standing there the whole time. Like, I thought he was in the car calling me from there, but he was standing at the fucking doorstep. Yeah, I thought you'd be there. I thought you'd be there. It was 6:20. We had 6 o'clock. I thought you'd be here. Like, oh, I'm sorry. It's 6:21. I'm really sorry. I'm late. It's no problem. I mean, I don't get paid for driving, but I mean, I get paid for the work. Okay, sorry. I let him in, and he's like, where are we doing this? Take him up to the kitchen. He pulls out a chair. All I need is one chair. I'm thinking, great, I'm glad you don't need fucking seven. He pulls out a chair, he puts all his shit on the one chair, starts throwing this box down on the floor, like this wrinkled up old box, and I'm looking at it, and he's like, yeah, this is the first box I've ever seen from FedEx. It's all kicked in like this. I talked to him. They said it was probably fine, so whatever. And I'm like, yeah, well, we're okay. Is that's not the replacement parts, right? That's not like the new motherboard you're putting in. Oh yeah, no, it is. Okay, I looked at the inside boxes are fine. Yeah, he lifted up this box. The corners weren't even connected. None of them were connected. He had it kind of halfway folded up. And like under his arm, he's carrying. It's like, no, yeah, it was all kicked in. But the inside boxes are fine. Now, Amanda has gotten into the holiday spirit. She's decorated like the kitchen, and she made this centerpiece. This like red glass bowl with like the little Christmas balls all stacked up nice.
She's very girly.
She is, which is good. I'm glad she doesn't have a fucking Harley and wear leather vests. I'm glad. I prefer her to be as girly as can be. But so she has this nice like little placemats, and she really made it look nice. This fucking ape throws down his like little static electricity mat, puts his toolbox on there, flips the lid open. The fucking centerpiece. It's like, I guess he thought it would be glued or something. I mean, it's just shit in a bowl. It went like everything went fucking flying. And I look at it and I'm just like, my mouth is just drops. And the guy goes, I need space.
This guy sounds like he is awesome.
I need space.
I'm sure this guy fixed the computer once he got settled in under 5 minutes.
The guy starts just like, and by the way, these are glittery Christmas balls. Like, there's little pieces of glitter everywhere now, like all over his little static electricity mat. He's just stacking parts over there. I need space. And I'm like, well, oh, okay. Sorry about that. Like, I should have moved that. I didn't know you would need the entire table. Oh, you told me you needed one chair. So you got the chair. That's all you needed. But I offered him a drink. I said, hey, you want something to drink or anything? He goes, what do you got? That's it. And he's not stuttering anymore, which is weird. We got Coke. I don't drink cola. What else you got? I said, we have Coke. All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's exactly something I would say.
He doesn't drink cola.
You know what it is?
Happily accepted a Coke. He was checking out all the options. Like, I was going to be embarrassed and say, well, I'm sorry. Here's a bottle of 12-year-old scotch. Here's a bottle of champagne that I was saving for the birth of my first child. But actually, thanks for fixing my fucking broken laptop. And by the way, the guy, I don't know if you picked up on it from my interpretation of his demeanor. Very jumpy. Very, very jumpy. Like, not in the way that of like the nervousness or anything like that. But, I mean, he kind of looked and acted like... Cameron Diaz's brother Warren from There's Something About Mary.
Come on, baseball.
Yeah, that guy. Franks and Beans.
Franks and Beans.
He acted and looked exactly like that guy. And he was just hovered over this fucking table. talking to me about this. Oh, what do you do with this laptop? Like, oh, sir, I'm just thinking, oh, yeah, I search for anal cream pie and don't remember it. That's what I do. And then I discover that I'd done that, and I hate myself. That's what I do with this laptop. I make websites. I develop websites. I did that before people did that. I did that before a lot of people did that. You know, now, you know, Front Page wasn't always owned by Microsoft. It's like a little Asperger's-ish.
Yeah.
But, you know, I used to do that on version 1.0. Not everybody could write code. Everybody can make websites. They don't have to write code anymore. So everybody does that. I'm thinking, hold on. What if I just said, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, I repair computers. Yeah, so every stupid asshole can do that. How insulting is that to fucking say to somebody? Because there's easy ways to do it, nobody does it well, you fucking piece of shit. Drink your cola and shut the fuck up. Just standing there and I used to do this and that. I designed websites when you could get $1 million for doing a corporate site. And I said, wow, did you save any of that money? Well, obviously I didn't get $1 million, but you could. I go, yeah, I remember those days. And he's just getting real shitty with me. He's like, you know, no, and, you know, I do this. And a lot of mothers say, you know, see, kids, look what he's doing. Pay attention. And I say, don't look at me. Learn the software. Learn the software. What you want to do is make apps. That's like he's telling this to the children. What you want to do is make apps. And I said, yeah, that'd be good. That's something I want to do. Yeah, I mean, you only got to make one, and if it's popular, you know, you sell it. And this is everybody's argument, like when they say, yep, I should make that, you know, it's 99 cents, but if you sell it 1 million times, it's $1 million. Thanks for doing the math, by the way. And obviously, he thinks you're getting 100% of the share and then an extra cent for every download. Anyway, regardless of the math involved, you get $1 million. And, you know, you think it's a little thing, but I bet the guy that made Angry Birds, he's laughing to the bank. The guy that made Angry Birds is laughing to the bank. And then I'm thinking, well, that was probably more than one person that made that, but okay, yeah, I could see that. He goes, but you know who's laughing more to the bank is the guy who made Call on Duty.
Call on Duty.
Not only did he fuck the name up, Call on Duty... The guy who made it. Like, it was just made in somebody's fucking wood-paneled basement.
Gates made it back in 1978.
Yeah, yeah. Some guy with a Commodore 64. Just saying, he really sat down, had a good coding session. Pumped out about 72 lines of raw Fortran code. Came up with Call on Duty. And made billions. That guy. Maybe he should release another game. He should come out
with a sequel. Pay attention, kids. Pay attention to that.
He's
guy.
The one to do it. Don't look at me. I don't. And as he's doing it, he's like, he's done with the computer, like you said, really quick. Now he's going into like, I do this part time. I do this part time. They won't give me full time because they don't want to pay benefits because they're cheap. But out. Economy. You know, I get $29 per job, and they don't pay me for my gas, they don't pay me for my driving. All I get paid is $29 if it takes 2 minutes or if it takes 2 hours. $29. Man. And so now he's just crying the fucking blues. And I do something whenever I have like a guy that works a trade around me doing his thing. I always ask, what was the worst you ever dealt with? Like,
oh, no.
Like the when we got
sounds
our,
like a bad question to ask
when,
this guy.
When we got our floors refinished, I asked the guy. He's like, "These fucking women, you know, that's the worst." You go there, you sand out a little square, you paint like 6 inches of stain. They make you do fucking a 4 foot square because they can't use their fucking imagination. You know, you go to a guy's house, he'll just say, I don't give a shit, pick a fucking color. Or he'll make you do a little fucking brush stroke here, brush stroke there, pick one, and in 10 minutes you're doing the job. These fucking women make you do 15 square feet before you actually do the goddamn job. And so basically, he didn't really tell me one specific instance, but just every instance of dealing with a woman. And so I asked this guy, what was the worst you've ever had to deal with? This guy goes into houses. This guy is welcomed into people's fucking places where they do things, and they're not happy because their shit is broken. What's the worst? Well, I went to a house, and a guy had a big Alienware system, and I opened it up, and it was filled with pet hair.
Oh.
Just, and I said, oh, man, so just, there's a lot of hair, and he's like, oops. Packed. Packed. It looked like an aspirin bottle.
Aspirin bottle.
I guess he's referring to like the cotton. I guess that's, he said, he's describing, he took the lid off this and just filled with pet hair. There must be a lot of intake or something. I don't know. And who knows if this is the truth? This is a fucking borderline retarded person who knows how to use a screwdriver. And I told him, you gotta vacuum it out. You gotta vacuum it out. And I go, so that was the worst? Yeah. But this one guy backed over a laptop once, and I had to work on that. And I only got $29 for 4 hours. And so Amanda comes home this time, and he's like, don't worry, he's gonna be happy tonight. It looks like it's working. And she looks up. She like, because we have stairs leading up to where we are. She's standing at the door. She looks up, looks at me, and runs downstairs and shuts herself into the room I'm in right now. And like afterwards, I say, well, where'd you go? I just went in here. The guy looked weird.
Well, she's got a good radar, I guess, for yeah. it.
I mean, I can't. I tried to get a read off him. I mean, he just seemed very, very jumpy, very nervous. I mean, I made sure I didn't intrude on his space. I gave him plenty of space. I didn't want to fucking, you know, just bug the guy. You know, a weird guy like that, fucking out of. And the other thing is, when he fixed it, the computer started up and it said resuming Windows. So now I'm thinking, oh shit, what the fuck is what's going to be on the goddamn browser? So I'm like, oh, I'll tell you. I practically dove on this fucking thing because. If pornography came up on this computer, it could only go two ways, and both of them are situations bad. I don't want to be in. He would be either like into it and be like, yeah, what sites do you go on? You know, my favorite stars is, you ever see Jada Fire? She's pretty fucking hot. You know, she had 3 dicks in her ass once. I saw it. Or he could just get really deeply offended and start, I don't know, like grabbing at his ears and screaming or something. And just start calling me the devil. And either way, I don't want this to happen. So I hovered over the fucking thing, controlled to fucking close all the windows. I'm like, yeah, okay. He's like, restart it. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's restarting now. I'd say nothing was open, by the way. For the record, nothing was open. Except YouTube. I had been watching some video clips. Steve. I don't know if you noticed. Did you see the new YouTube layout?
Yeah, I went to it. Was it maybe 3 days ago they changed it?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
What are your thoughts? You are a person that you read a lot of news. You scour for information and videos.
Yeah.
I'd imagine you spend a decent amount of time on YouTube.
Yeah, a good amount of time.
What do you think of the new layout?
I mean, it's not that different than the old one, but... like it's like Google. Like Google doesn't really change, you know. Like they haven't changed their front page in how long? And Google's fine the way it is. The results layout is pretty much the same.
To be honest, I didn't know that they changed the fucking layout at first until like I was a day late because I hadn't watched a YouTube video in a while, and I saw on Facebook someone goes, fucking dumb YouTube changed their stupid layout. It's fucking dumb. Why do they change it? Blah, blah, blah. You know, every time a website that somebody likes changes, there's 1,000 people that can't comprehend new. They can't get along with new shit. Do you see that? Have you ever seen this on Facebook where it's like,
oh yeah, every time.
Join my group. Thumb this up to let them know we hate the 2,000-hour effort that they just put forth.
1 million strong for reinstating the old Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, they'll never ever reinstate anything that was formerly there and just roll back.
Yeah, they're really concerned with losing your business. You're doing so much and interacting in so many ways that if they lose you, then they're done. I don't fucking think so. They're not just going to throw away all that work because
I could see that more though on social networking, because that's like what people are used to, like finding stuff, and it's a lot of people that don't really use computers. But like YouTube, I mean, it's just a video watching site. I mean, if you can't deal with a change on like where to find the play button, I mean, is it really that hard?
I had at least two or three people that said it was garbage. Fucking YouTube is garbage. The site where you can find any clip from your childhood and watch it is garbage because they're using fucking drop shadow fonts. Fuck you. Fuck you, honestly.
If that ruins your day, you
you mean I can find any theme song from any show I might have seen, but they're using a sans serif font? Fuck you for your gradient backgrounds. So it's a little bit more clean. It's a little crisp. It's newer. It's different. Who gives a shit? Can you search and find a fucking video? Then guess what? It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Just fucking tired of this absolute shit. But I looked at it and I like it. I like the fucking layout. And I actually started watching some videos. Because the most important thing to me is what do I watch next on YouTube? And they haven't really fucked with that. When you watch a video, or if you're watching it embedded in Facebook or a blog, they'll still present you with six options. And I watched some video somebody posted on Facebook, and one of the options was Dick Cheney admits that Flight 93 was shot down. And I'm a nut for like conspiracy stuff. As far as just I like the evidence that people portray as evidence. I like the little clips that people try to point out as being like, this is good. If you are aware of this, the government's gonna unravel. And so I just clicked play. I started to listen, and I'll play the excerpt of it that I found interesting. Because at the end of this, Dick Cheney says whatever he says, and then the guy is like, very ominous. Did you hear what Dick Cheney said? And that's the point I started paying attention. Like I went back to the YouTube page and started watching the video. I was just listening to it.
And what I did was pass on the president's approval of the basic proposition that we would, in fact, authorize our people to shoot down aircraft that had been hijacked and refused to divert. So I saw it as part of my responsibility, but I did it quickly because we had a lot of other things we were doing at the same time.
Did you guys hear what Dick Cheney just said?
Okay, hold on. This is the guy that posted the video. It's a conspiracy. He's a conspiracy guy. Okay? Yep. So he's presenting this as something that's important. This is something he wants you to be aware of. And I had to see it because he's so ominous in his voice. Just listen to his fucking voice. I'm going to go back a little bit here just to where he starts to fade in.
Did you guys hear what Dick Cheney just said? He admits to giving the order to have an airplane shot out of the sky on 9/11 of 2001.
Okay. This guy is staring unbreakingly at a camera he's holding. How do I know he's holding it? Because
in back of him
is a fucking mirror. He's standing in a wallpapered bathroom. This guy figured, you know what? This is important. I'm not going to say 9/11. I'm going to say September the 11th, 2001. I'm going to be very stern and measured in my tone. And I need a set for this video. And since the rest of my house looks like shit, I'm going to go in the bathroom with these little fucking flowered wallpaper and a framed mirror. And the guy, and he's wearing, he's in a bathroom with wallpaper, and he's wearing fucking Oakleys. He's got Oakley sunglasses on. Like he's
can't be identified?
Like he's on the 93 Phillies. Yeah, so he can't be identified. Like, he's dressed like a bail, like how a bail bondsman would go to court. Just sunglasses, hair properly combed, goatee, sun-kissed skin. Very measured.
After three other planes had hit their intended targets.
Oh my god.
Two of them being the Twin Towers.
Listen to how
and the third one being the Pentagon.
Dramatic pause.
Yep.
That only left one plane.
Oh my.
It was Flight 93.
Dramatic
so
pause.
So Dick Cheney admits, as did Donald Rumsfeld, to having Flight 93 shot out of the sky.
Dude, you're in your fucking bathroom.
Flight 93 did not crash into the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. It left an 8-mile-long debris field. There was nothing left when it got
to
Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
I thought he had more to say. He left 20 seconds of silence. He looks.
That's a dramatic.
This is how conspiracy guys think they have to fucking dress or appear. They're like, oh, I gotta seem like what I'm saying is dangerous. I gotta look like danger. Let me get my golf sunglasses, my best Big Johnson T-shirt, and make a few flushy sounds as I stand in my bedroom bathroom, freshly wallpapered by that Mexican down the block. He looks like he's eating at a Famous Dave's. He doesn't look dangerous in the fucking least. And, like, who gives a shit? He posted this on the 10th anniversary. He's like, I need a video. Okay? Do you understand? This was 10 years ago. A decade. I need... This is important. He admitted it. Just fucking... Just a fucking kook. You know what I wonder with this shit? Because I am intrigued... by conspiracies. I don't know if you are, if you ever were.
Do you? Yeah, definitely. I read up on all that crazy shit.
Do you believe in any of it?
Yeah, there's some. I mean, if you look historically, like, things have happened only, you know, 50 years later, they found out it happened a different way.
Yeah.
And if you figure 50 years of everybody knew it to happen something else, so.
Sure. I'm willing to listen to the stuff and pick up on the little the gaffes and the flubs and the slips and all those things that I guess people pull together to point out that something might not be the way you think it is, and I look at these things and then they fucking show themselves and they're like, see, that is proof. That there is more to this than meets the eye. And what if there is? What if there is? Like, what the fuck are they going to possibly do? Did I just put Steve on hold? I did. Hold on a second. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. What the fuck are they going to do? Like, what if the government said... Yeah, you know what Truth Seeker 72 said on YouTube is true. So believe it or not, if you want to believe it, you're siding with a man who's wearing Oakleys where he shits and pisses and jerks off while he's hiding from his wife. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call if you're ever listening live and you'd like to call in and chime in on our wonderful show. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton from Texas. Are you wearing your Oakleys right now?
No, actually, they're in the truck. That one hurt. That one hurt just a little bit, I have to admit. But I'll tell you what. You're much nicer. I'll listen to her because I guess being from the South, conspiracy theories, when it's spoke by a Southern man, sounds illogical, like, and so consequently,
it's not just conspiracy theories.
Yes, well, thank you, sir. Remind me next time I'm up there to come visit you. Now, anyway,
oh shit!
The fact is that my mother's married to a guy now that is a huge conspiracy guy, and what it's come down to me is like truth seeker, whatever, even if you gave him the truth, like, look, we have unequivocated, he still wouldn't, but no, it can't be. Well, because it's easier to ask. They don't want the answer. They don't want the answer.
They don't.
Absolutely.
And, no. And the reason why, to me, when a Southern man joins in on conspiracy theories, like, he could have cold, hard fucking facts and actually have the government against the wall and still sound like a fucking complete lying asshole, is because traditionally, to me, my impression is that Southern people don't believe anything. Like, well, no, you can call that corn, but it's actually plastic. It's fucking plastic put here by the goddamn fucking food companies that planted it to get into our fucking veins. And everything to me sounds like there's disbelief in a Southerner's voice.
Well, because everything is magic.
Yeah.
Everything's fucking like everything's done by magic. Just like when I was a kid, people down here were like, well, goddamn, you know, they just don't make things like they used to. Goddamn, you just make it out of steel. Well, shit, everything's out of plastic. Now they just don't make plastic like they used to. That's because they used to make plastic straws.
I'll tell you, the fucking plastic bottles never crankled when I was in seventh grade. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's everything that they know is rough and tumble and great. And why would you want anything else? I'm Southern. Drive on the back roads. Do my thing. Why would you want anything else? Why would you want worldly view? Why would you want to experience something else?
Here's an example of these. Let me give you an example of these people. All right, it's my mother's husband. Okay, he thinks that this whole 9/11 thing, it's a big cover-up, all it. And I have to hear, I'm an engineer, for fuck's sake, and he has to explain to me how, like, well, you know that steel, this, I'm looking at it like, that's not true. Like, did you hear that on YouTube? And so you just took that as fucking, oh, that's the gospel now? You fucking watch PBS, and all of a sudden, like, oh, well, Joe Schmo, who says he's a doctor, said it, so it's got to be true. And so we start going through this bullshit, and finally he gets down and nutty good. When this government breaks down, when this government breaks down, it will. That's why we're collecting food and we're doing all this shit out here. And I looked at him straight in the face and said, Tom, if this system breaks down, what good is this land going to do you? And he looks at me, like, what do you mean? Well, do you think people are going to honor, like, hey, this is my fence fucker? You know, don't come over here. No, they're going to see that you have food, and they're going to come rob you and kill you. That's what they're going to do.
100%. Yep.
Like he thinks that, we'll just be our own independent island.
Steel melts at 280 degrees. Are you calling Truth Seeker 76 a liar? Let's see you truth seek some. Why don't you post your own videos? Clayton from Texas. Yeah, it's fucking lunacy, and I just don't get it. Yeah, what are they going to do? People are going to fucking kill you for your canned goods.
Yeah, and what's worse is I think I've said it on our show on Hate Us Talk.
By the way, Hate Us Talk, very good podcast. I listened to two episodes today at work. And it was the soundtrack of my day. Very, very good. HateUsTalk.com. Thank you.
But our hopefully our production's going to increase.
It will.
But
anyway, goddamn, it's magic.
Yeah, it's magic. A little bit of goddamn wizardry. But anyway, the fact of the matter is that most of those people who get involved in your conspiracy theories, I honestly believe that it's just everybody wants to be right. And so they want to pick something. They want to be, I'm in the know.
Yeah.
No one has a solution for September 12th. They just want to know that on September 10th, hey, I told you, bro.
Yep.
I told you this shit was going to happen.
That's
it. What did you do about it? Not a goddamn thing.
This guy with his YouTube videos, if he cracked the code, what is your next fucking idea? Oh, well, I already did that. So, hey, guys, remember when I cracked the code? No.
Cure me some cancer.
Yeah. And I guess what I find interesting about Southerners is that, yeah, they'll say, well, we got all this land. We got all this food. And they think that they're fucking, you know, they're rough people and fucking cowboys because they wear boots and hats. But the fact is, they don't fucking live that life. Why? Because you drive occasionally on a dirt road. You're a survivalist. You fucking depend on everything just like everybody else does.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're probably just not as, keyed up. Like, obviously, yeah, like, the power goes out, people are going to be like zombies around here, and this is going to be fucking bad, too, right? But I think, overall, people won't be nearly as, destitute as quickly, if that makes any sense.
I'd like to refer you to Exhibit A, a country song.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
By an artist. Have you ever heard of Justin Moore? Have you ever heard of Justin Moore? You've never heard of him?
No.
You've never heard of his hit called Bait a Hook?
No, I'm glad I haven't said no.
It's a song about
fishing,
lost love, and his inability to understand why his former love has moved on. And I'd like to share a few lines with you, if you don't mind. I heard you had to drive him home after two umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius, 'cause he's into being green. My buddy said he saw y'all eating that sushi stuff. Baby, that don't sound like you. That don't sound like love. It sounds like it sucks. So, this guy...
Modern day Shakespeare.
This guy can't possibly imagine why his girlfriend would have left him for a man who doesn't drink a lot of alcohol and would be wrecked by two umbrella drinks, cares about the environment and saving money, so he bought a Prius, and can't fathom why anybody would eat that sushi. And by the way, in the fucking song, when he says it, he doesn't say that sushi stuff. He says, eating that sushi stuff. I saw y'all eating that sushi. That's like the fucking, that's the southern reference to alien culture. Sushi. I tell you, he was eating that sushi. I remember there was a commercial. I don't know if Terry Bradshaw still does the NFL on Fox or whatever it was. Does he?
Right.
Yes.
There was a commercial where I guess they were doing little comical promos with him. And he was sitting at a bar. Another guy's like, well, I'll tell you, you can't get a lot for your money today. And he's like, I don't know where the fuck he's from, but he sure does sound southern to me.
Louisiana.
Yeah, there you go. And they put a plate of food in front of him with a very small serving of fish. And he goes, what's this? And they go, sushi. He goes, sushi? Where I'm from, they call that bait. Sushi! Sushi! Goddamn!
They love him for it, though. They love him for that, because that's all that's how they think. Goddamn.
I heard y'all was eating that sushi! You haven't heard the hook yet, though! You haven't heard the hook!
Okay. Let me buckle in. Alright.
He can't even bait a hook. He can't even skin a buck. He don't know who Jack Daniels is. He ain't never drove a truck. Knows how to throw out a line, but not the kind in a field and stream book. No, darling, I ain't even worried. You'll come running back. He can't even bait a hook. You fucking fag. Just shut the fuck. He ain't never drove no truck. You gonna come running back there for the ding-dong, dude. Shut the fuck up. Suchi.
Anybody who I know that's even remotely like that, if that bitch wants to go off, like, fuck her. You know, just he ain't gonna write a song pining over the fact that she likes Suchi.
It's Suchi!
No,
God damn.
It is sad, but, you know, Woody Guthrie is not.
I heard you had to drive him home after two umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius because he's into being green. My buddy said he saw y'all eating that sushi stuff. Oh. Baby, that don't sound like you. That don't sound like love. It sounds like it sucks. Okay. He can't even bait a hook. He can't
Nobody
even
talks like that, goddammit.
He don't know.
I know people who talk kind of like that, but they don't. He is making it sound like goddamn. Nobody talks like that.
Hold on, buddy. He knows how to throw out a line? No, don't worry. It's not the kind from a Field and Stream book. He knows how to throw out the kind of line that'll get him to fuck my lady.
All right.
What a faggot.
There's no conspiracy theory. Any conspiracy theory that is stoked by a Southern man can't possibly exist.
Yeah, that's because the original conspiracy theory of being abducted by aliens is always a Southern guy, and nobody believes them. They've ruined it. They've burned out the tolerance at their that we have for their region and their conspiracies. In fact, one of the largest conspiracies ever, most debated, most theorized on, happened in the South. And somebody from Texas could say, I know what the fuck happened down there. I done seen them. I talked to the guys. And they would still not believe him. They wouldn't, even if he knew. Even if he absolutely knew and was there and was in the fucking Zapruder film, they wouldn't believe him. If we asked him one question, hey, excuse me, do you enjoy this song? Well, goddamn, sure I do.
He can't even lay the hook.
Yeah, no. Okay, forget it then. He doesn't know anything, guys.
that's a chick song. I don't know any man's going to listen to that song.
At the same kind of man that would enjoy a Billy Currington album.
Yeah, I guess. The same guy who might, you know, anal cream pies is on 2-8.
Hey, listen. There are a lot of porn stars. Let's call them queens. That engage in very degrading acts. And maybe there's a certain aspect of a woman being degraded, which is pretty good. Who knows?
Real quick. Real quick on that shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you said it earlier in the show or whatever about porn being like ridiculously. Whatever adjective you use to describe it is 10 times worse. Like when I was a kid, I never saw anything pornographic until I was almost 13, 14 because it was so like not seen. Dude, I could just walking into my office, I could have it just on in the background without clicking on anything. You know, just kind of on.
Yeah, on accident.
Leave it on.
Like it's a nuisance. Like it's there, and it's like, God damn it, son of a bitch. It's almost like, God, we have too much fucking food here. We got to get rid of some of this fucking food. But like, you go back to the Great Depression, they were turning crackers into fucking breadsteaks and cereal.
Right.
Like, oh, we're having saltine cakes. Oh, really?
Right.
Great. Yeah. Now I threw out
a chicken bone.
I threw out a box of cheese, of grating cheese, a case of cheese. I had too much cheese. I actually just threw out something that could have been used. I just didn't have space. That's the point we're at now. There's too much of everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotta get you a Prius.
Well, yeah, are you into being green? Let me tell you what. Sounds like it sucks to me, bitch. Has he kissed you in a hayfield as the summer rain falls down? Has he took you to meet his mama back in his hometown? Does he drive the interstate or does he take them old back roads? Can he melt your heart with a country song? Every good old boy she knows.
I was born on a back road. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Okay. The interstate is amazing.
Interstate's the best thing ever.
Yes.
That's the best thing the Nazis ever gave to us.
It's true. It is true.
It's the best thing they ever, It's the greatest invention ever. Like, people are like, oh, I got, you know, what are back roads? Well, I think of like dirt or caliche roads.
Yeah.
Fucking dusty as hell, you know.
Those are fun when you have nowhere to go. Like, when you have nowhere to get to, driving on a dirt road, hey, it's great. But if you're on an interstate, you can get to another fucking state, which is a concept that Justin Moore isn't aware of. There are other states where they do eat that sutcha stuff, and they don't want a fucking a monster truck to go to Applebee's to take their best girl out for riblets.
Well, how much money do you need to write a fucking bullshit song to get your dick sucked to play that bullshit? Like, I'll be honestly, what kind of person would, like, the only reason you write that song, it's not because you feel it from the heart and you're trying to get paid. Like, what kind of person is that?
I know. That's just
an absolute piece of shit.
He is an absolute piece of shit. Absolute fucking piece of shit.
Well, gentlemen, I'll leave you to your phone. I got a few minutes left in your show.
Well, you know what, Clayton, thank you very much for calling in. Don't forget.
He can't even play the hook.
Oh, the whores probably go to this concert wearing cowboy hats and fucking jean skirts. Like, this what? We like back roads. I never eat that sutcha stuff.
Jesus is against sutcha.
Jesus is against sutcha. Tell you what, I'd never eat sutcha unless you put it on a grill or a fire pit. Goddamn.
Put some barbecue sauce on that sushi and fire it up.
Shit, why wouldn't you cook perfectly good fish? Well, anyway, thank you very much, Clayton, for calling in. I appreciate it, buddy. I understand you are not representative of the of that part of the South.
I do have to say, Walter has smashed a bit of my Southern prejudice.
Oh, you with what? With what act?
No, just I've listened to Hate Us Talk and listened to the show, and I think every time he calls in,
you should definitely listen more. There are probably more episodes than the episodes you've heard, and that's probably true of a number of you out there. Some of you, no, it's not true. You've heard everything he's done. Well, I encourage all of you to listen to every episode of Hear Us Talk, programming obviously Hate Us Talk, Geeks of Rage, this fine show. And don't miss a fucking minute. By the way, really quick, Steve, internet communication. When I say the words internet communication, what do you think of?
ICU too.
Goddamn right. ICU, the number 2.com. They have a new platform coming soon. It just happens that he bought a Dell laptop and the development's on hold because Warren from fucking Something About Mary is searching for a baseball in his kitchen right now. But ICU, the number 2.com, it's free to try. Be face-to-face with anybody from any place. ICU, the number 2.com. From Corpus Christi, Texas. You know what? ICU, too, can bait a goddamn hook. And I thank you, everybody, for supporting them, supporting us, and tuning in. Steve, thanks for being a part of this episode of the show.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
I'm going to go get me some sushi tomorrow. I'm getting hungry.
Goddamn fucking concrete walker. Steve, thanks again. And everybody else for tuning in. Thank you very much. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Check out our friends at Geeks of Rage Show. That's GeeksOfRageShow.com. That's our buddy Vealchop, Mike, and Brian, formerly of Best in Show. And, of course, Hate Us Talk. HateUsTalk.com. HearUsTalk.com produces a lot of original programming, so please check out every episode that we produce from us, Hate Us Talk, and Geeks of Rage. Thanks for tuning in. Also, one last fucking thing that you're not going to listen to, but if you still are, I appreciate it. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Thank you very much. The Funky Monkeys are coming. Eat our shit. And suck our dicks.